Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Wow, we haven't talked to her in so long. Where has she been? Victoria Jones joins us. This is amazing. Victoria, I trust you're up on Downton Abbey and all of those important things like that, right?
I've seen the first episode. I haven't seen the second episode. I'll be watching that this weekend as I pathetically stay in. Actually, I have a date, but I'll probably cut out of that early to go home and watch episode 2 of Downton.
Yeah, that's how you know if it's a good date or not. It's like, geez, I got an important thing I've got to go do right now with the homeland.
Yeah, exactly, with the homeland.
That's funny. So speaking of important things, since we haven't talked in a while, what do you make of all of the fervor over Cuba? I mean, the latest thing is that the administration basically is detailing easier travel and trade, what the trade restrictions are. And you know this, that a lot of the Republicans in Congress are saying, hey, there's no way we're going to lift this embargo. What do you make of that after 50 years, which is incredible, once Obama announced that we're going to work on this normalizing relations with Cuba?
Yeah, it's like, ay caramba, it's happening. You can go, and there's about 12 categories of people, and it covers a lot of different things for authorized travel to be able to go to the country of Cuba without applying for a license. And you will not be limited in how much money you can spend while on the island.
Wow.
And you will be able to use your U.S. credit and debit cards. You can also bring back up to $400 worth of goods, including $100 in alcohol and tobacco products.
Well, so yeah, Cuban cigars. So when are we doing a radio row there? We need to have that happen.
Somebody needs to organize that. They really do.
That would be really fun.
Yeah.
So that aside with Cuba and going over there, the Republicans may be talking about this, but it's probably not the top of their agenda. They're all gathered in Hershey. And what do you make of that confab of Republicans, their summit or their getaway that they do each and every year?
Well, I mean, you know, normally the House goes one place and then the Senate goes another place. This year they're doing it differently, and the idea is to get together, and part of that is so that they can understand how the two institutions work, which you'd think they would have covered at school. But apparently the feeling from leadership is that the House doesn't understand how the Senate works, and they've got too high expectations for what can get done in the 114th Congress, viz. What happened on Thursday with the Homeland Security funding and the knocking back of all of President Obama's executive action on immigration.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. The bottom line is he still has the power of the veto. There's not enough to really overcome it. So there's going to be much more conversation, obviously, about what's going to happen at the end of February, because there wouldn't be funds then for the Department of Homeland Security, right? Because it's only funded through February.
Right. And yet a lot of the funds for the immigration work that Homeland Security does come through fees. So even if they try to stifle the funding, it won't make any difference, because you pay a fee for everything you want to get done with your immigration applications. But they think they've got around this by stopping Homeland Security from using the money from the fees. But the thing that really was a bridge too far for even 26 House Republicans was when they knocked back President Obama's deferred action program for Dreamers, allowing young illegal immigrants who were brought to this country, you know, as toddlers, basically, clutching teddy bears with their parents from staying in the country and being able to work and study and have driver's licenses, and basically saying, well, we're going to deport you now to hundreds of thousands of young people who are straight-A students and joining the military and things like that. And some House Republicans said, well, this is just mean-spirited. They trusted us. They told us where they were. They came out of the shadows, and now we're going to throw them out. And this is something that's going to come up during this retreat. And the senators, some senators are going to say, this is the kind of stuff you've just got to cut out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, also, this may come up at some point, but maybe not because, as you said, this like they're going back to school. But Gitmo. Gitmo is heavy, heavy, heavy in the news lately. And you know that being there in Washington, because the Republicans are slamming the press for five more releases. And, of course, the push is to close Guantanamo. Do you think Obama's going to realize that, or is that too tough in 2 years?
I just don't know how he can close it, because there are a few guys there that he knows he can't let out, because there are people there, you know, some people were arrested for crossing the street at the wrong time. But some people there cannot be brought to trial because they were tortured, but they're really, really, really bad guys, and they
yeah.
never be let out. But there's nowhere to put them if you close Guantanamo, because the Republicans won't allow them to be brought to the state.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I think it's an impossibility. I don't think that's going to happen. And who knows how if and when it is closed. It depends, I guess, until the last detainee is out of Guantanamo. But it's a revolving door. So I think we're going to be talking about that for a long time. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So interesting in what Victoria was talking about with Cuba, the fact that you can't, you know, it's interesting, you can't legally book your vacation, if you want to call it that, or excursion to Cuba, but you heard her mention how much you can bring back and all that kind of stuff. And the new rules actually kick in Friday. It's part of that improving our relationship and ending the Cold War between Cuba and the United States. So you can visit Cuba for specific reasons, like a family visit, for an educational reason, a religious reason, but you have to get a special license from our government. Trips for tourism, not there yet. That's not happening at this point. So it's interesting because there have been lots of holidays designed for, ready for this, cigar aficionados, art collectors, that kind of stuff. But if you simply wanted to say, wow, I'm curious, I want to go over there, I want to see Cuba, you couldn't get there for that reason. And I think a lot of people have an idea that, you know, there's a big resort there called Verdero, and it's on the north coast of Cuba. And I think that's what people were thinking, that, woohoo, open the books and the cruise ships are going to be docked offshore. Can you imagine? They're already afraid to put boats in the harbor, let alone have a giant cruise ship all of a sudden anchor just right there outside of Havana. But United Airlines is jumping on this. They're going to serve Cuba, they say, from Houston and Newark, New Jersey, once they get the approvals. And Delta, JetBlue, they're going to add the service too. And they say they just want to provide service from a whole bunch of U.S. cities as soon as they're legally permitted to do that. And this is going to explode on the Hill once we get past the terrorism and once we get past the Department of Homeland Security, because that whole embargo thing is still blowing in the wind. And there are plenty of people, and I've said this a couple of different times, Democrats and Republicans, your two biggest names, because they're Cuban Americans, Bob Menendez, the senator from New Jersey, the Democrat, and then Marco Rubio, the Republican senator from Florida, will do anything they can to block an embargo. Blocking terrorists, another plot is foiled, this time in Belgium. Polls on terrorism and how safe you feel. And Jindal calls out Muslims for not stepping up. We square the circle coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he
wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you have some big plans throughout the weekend. I know that I'm going to go see American Sniper. Coming up, we have our cheap movie review. Bradley Cooper, I hear, does an excellent job as Kyle. Of course, the lead role in that, Chris Kyle. And coming up next week on America Tonight, Jim DeFelice, the guy who wrote the book American Sniper, is going to join us on the show. So it'll be fun to chat with him about what he uncovered in writing that book. Speaking of uncovering, a couple of big things, and I mentioned this, terrorism, right? Once again, whether you're just chewing on hot dogs at the barbecue, well, I guess probably in most places it's too cold for a barbecue, or just hanging out watching the game, what is part of the buzz in the backyard besides the weather and besides the teams and everything else? Well, it's about what happened in Paris, and it's about what's going on in the United States, and it's about what's happening at the border and all the pieces related to potential terror plots in the U.S. and where our line in the sand is and how that needle also keeps moving. We peg in the red and then we pull back. We peg in the red and then we pull back. Now you have this potentially, which would have been disastrous for Belgium, another Charlie Hebdo-type attack that was being planned that would have almost mirrored what happened in Paris. Can you imagine if you think there'd be heightened security at airports everywhere, which now, of course, there is again, including U.S. airports, you could multiply that by like 10. So they're in Belgium, they're looking for more clues. Police killed two in a raid at some jihadist hornet's nest, I'm going to call it, who were coming back from Syria, and they were going to launch one of those attacks. They knew where they were. They had information. They were gathering and investigating for a while. And so they were able to get to them before anything happened. Now, there doesn't appear to be any links between what almost happened in Belgium and what happened in France. And unlike what happened in Paris, the terrorists who attacked, of course, the satirical newspaper and the kosher grocery store, the suspects in Belgium were aiming at a specific hard target. You know what that hard target was? Police installations. They were going after police. And they were really, really close. I mean, once they knew they had them, there was a huge news conference in Brussels. Because, of course, anytime you get the bad guys, you're going to trot that out. You're going to push that message out, especially on the heels of what just happened. The anxiety in Europe is through the roof. And, you know, this is all on the heels of continuing that search for potential people connected to the other Paris terrorists. They're still looking for more people. So Belgium was already signaled that they could have more trouble. So they smashed their security level up, right? Making everybody more paranoid and looking over their shoulder and all that sort of stuff. But what happened was the suspects, the two jihadists, opened fire on the cops when they closed in on them near the city's train station. There was a firefight for a couple of minutes, a lot of blasts back and forth. And then you could hear, you know, you say you heard those gunshots and sirens. Then there was massive smoke, and the two terror suspects were killed. And another one was arrested. So thank goodness they were able to nail one of them. And this was at the height of the rush hour, crowded, jammed neighborhood in a big former industrial town about 80 miles south of the capital of Belgium, which is Brussels. So immediately you're looking for the connection to the Paris thing, not connected, but more people incited and rallying to do the same thing. And see, to me, that's the other part of this. How many people are out there in sleeper cells? How many are waiting for the call? How many feel like they're ready? How many are lone wolfers who are getting off on what happened in Paris and they're ready to make their statement? They have their targets. They've been casing them, doing what they need to do, blah, blah, blah. And that's what I think the Belgium thing was about. And they're still looking for other people because where there's two or three, there's probably more who were involved in this. And even in some other countries close by, they're doing the same thing. So France is on edge, all of Europe is on edge, and certainly in Belgium they were too. But they knew, and they were concerned. They were concerned about attacks during the rush hour on either end, whether it was in the morning or whether it was in the evening. And they were looking into this. So bravo, they were able to obtain as much information they could. Part of this was undercover stuff, and then they were able to go after them and stop it before the unthinkable happened in yet another European city. In the meantime, I say hats off to Bobby Jindal, who is the governor of Louisiana, because guess what? He's going to do a speech on Monday, this upcoming Monday, in England. And so usually when somebody like a Jindal, a politician, certainly a president or whatever, when they come in, they have transcripts of what they're, especially depending on what the subject matter is and where it is, there's going to be transcripts of their upcoming speech. So the transcript of the upcoming speech was released. And I think the governor of Louisiana really wanted people to know this. And what he's saying is Muslims have to admit that Islam has a problem. How many of you have called and have said that to me? Izzy has said it. Dan has said it. Although I don't agree that you say, kick all the Muslims out. That's extreme and radical on the other end. But I love that we have somebody calling out Muslims who aren't saying anything about it when they have the power to do that in mass. And there are some that are doing it, right? So that's what Jindal is saying. He doesn't want people to be confused, and he knows it's not going to be politically correct, and they're going to blast him all over the papers, and who knows, he may be a target. He says, and he's going to say in this speech, if Islam does not support what is happening in the name of Islam, then they need to stand up, and they need to stop it. He says, many Islamic leaders argue that these are the acts of a radical few. And then he says, let's be honest here. Islam has a problem. They have a problem here. There's no question. So he's saying, I'm going to warn in advance that I'm going to say some things that are not politically correct. So brace yourself. And he says, and here's where I would completely agree with him. He says he has no interest in defaming any religion. And he says he doesn't have an interest in assigning maniacal acts of radical Islamists to millions of Muslims, as I say, worldwide. But let's deal in reality and let's deal in facts. And the facts are that radicalized Islamists don't at all believe in freedom, life, decency, or anything. Except for making a scene, calling themselves out in attention, screaming Allah Akbar, and ending innocent lives. And he's saying that we need to pretend and stop this. We're fools to pretend otherwise. The governor's also saying he's going to insist that Muslim leaders emphasize anyone who commits acts of terror in the name of Islam, they're not practicing Islam at all. And then what he says that I think is the real key to this is if they refuse to say this, then they're condoning the acts of barbarianism. That's what it is. There is no middle ground. And that's the key thing. You know what? There is no middle ground in this. I agree with what Jindal's saying, absolutely, that it's you can't condemn an entire religion. It's not about that. But where are the Muslim leaders who are standing up and saying, this is crap. This is nonsense. This is not who we are. Do not label us like this. And we're calling them out. This is not an Islamic practice. So bravo to Bobby Jindal for that. And he is going to take heat, and he knows it, which is probably why they released transcripts, even though you normally do that anyway, probably why they really released transcripts ahead of time. Hang with us. We got some O&E coming up on the flip side.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Did you go to Guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to Guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at Guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to Guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come on, sit down. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
Core Al-Qaeda doesn't make any difference. There's offshoots and franchises of Al-Qaeda, which are all part of radical Islam, words that this administration cannot say, won't say. And obviously, if you don't know your enemy, you are going to lose. Sun Tzu wrote those words over 2,000 years ago.
Ah, there we go again with another Sun Tzu reference. And that was Ollie North. He was on Fox News. I happened to catch him today. And you heard what he had to say, echoing what many others have said, including Lindsey Graham, the longtime senator from South Carolina, about not calling it radical Islam and what's the deal with that. And you just heard me speak of Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, who actually has a soft touch and really embraces a lot of people. But what I like about Jindal is he is real. He calls things like he sees them. He's been on this show before. It's been a long time. We'll try to get him back on. And my impression of him is that he really is who he is in a wicked game of politics where you're always looking ahead for re-election and people are trying to monitor your words or pick you apart. Of your so-called handlers, the people around you that often are delegated a lot of those duties with speech writing and all that kind of stuff. So he wasn't afraid to say what he said, and I went through the key points, which you just heard. New polls show that Americans say in some cases we're out of touch when it comes to terrorism, and this all is on the heels of what happened in Paris. 80% of Americans think we need to even, in some cases, beef up protections, meaning, whatever it is that has to be spent on intelligence gathering and the ways of cybersecurity, of course, is huge, that kind of stuff. dipping further into that pool. Isn't it interesting if you think a year ago and what happened with Ed Snowden and the NSA and how upset everybody was about the massive tap into our data. And see, that's the thing. There is this gray area. Where are we going? What's off base and what's okay and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's, you know, ultimately the bottom line. As Americans, those are the questions that are being tossed around. Your liberties, concerned about what's happening, not just in your neighborhood, in your state, and in the United States in general. I mean, I can tell you this, none of us want to see what we saw in Paris anywhere in the United States or in Belgium. They didn't want to see that either. And luckily, they were able to basically execute them in a firefight. But what if they hadn't caught them in time? Who knows what would have happened during rush hour, because they were on the way. They were in the middle of what they intended to do. So they weren't shut down way beforehand. They were shut down as it was unfolding, but that information led to that. So they knew, you know, they knew to look for them. They knew what was going on. In other words, the security, the defense there basically knew that, the intelligence folks, that kind of stuff, but not enough to just completely ice it before it even happened. Pretty wild, huh? So your take, you can always throw in here, you know that, you know how we roll in America Tonight, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, you don't even have to label yourself, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Walking.
Hello, babe. I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay. Our good friend Jack cannot get an immigration grant to come to this country, but Obama, since he came in office, has been allowing 340,000 Muslims into this country from all over the Middle East, and the only 1% of them are of the terrorist quality. Guess what? We have got a rude awakening coming. This is going to happen just like it did in France. It's going to be a bloodbath, and we Americans are going to pay the price for allowing this bloodthirsty cult to exist as a religion instead of what it is, a bloodthirsty cult that enslaves women, enslaves children, enslaves people, and uses anyone that doesn't agree with the doctrine of the Muslim faith or says anything about Allah or the Prophet Muhammad in disparaging terms, a death sentence. Cut off their heads, be done with them, goodbye, you're no good anymore, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's how I see it. It's not a religion, it's a murderous cult, and we should kick every damn one of them out of the country. Now, Izzy, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for everyone else who supports me. God bless you, and Jack, this is how I feel about it, brother. You belong in this country. The slums don't. Bye, Kate.
Oh, Dan. Dan with the hard right turn. You know, here's the thing. It's like I keep saying, oh, and I don't think I can move on the equipment here. I am frozen in time in the studio, frozen in time. You know, here's the thing. It's like I was saying about Bobby Jindal. I agree with what he had to say, and I won't back around that. I don't think you can condemn a whole religion because it's like you, it doesn't matter. Let's say you grow up Protestant, you believe in Protestant tenets of whatever religion, Baptists, whatever it might be. Or how about this? How about Mormons? People go after Mormons and say, it's all polygamous. Get them out of here. We can't have Mormons in this country. They believe in cockamamie ideas. What was going on with Joseph Smith? What was convenient? Some of how he felt about things and how it was later changed. And we know, you know, people talk about that. And then others say, well, for goodness sake, I know some wonderful people that are Mormons. That's ridiculous to say because there's some radical polygamists who are going after young girls. It's ridiculous to condemn everyone in that religion and paint the broad brush, you know, picture as that's exactly what they are. And we know this. Why? In the United States. Why are we in the United States? Why did our relatives, or some of our relatives anyway, come to the United States? Because of the religious freedom and to get away from the persecution. And initially, what was the idea of breaking away with England? We didn't want England to tell us what we had to do as a country or what kind of faith that we had to be a part of. Think of the bloodbaths in Europe in what happened in England. One day it was great to be Catholic, and the next day it wasn't so great because you probably could have your head chopped off. One day it was great to be a Protestant, and the next day, depending on the king and the Pope, it wasn't so great to be a Protestant. I mean, we can go back in history and find so many examples, sadly, of fanatical nutball idiots who kill people in the name of whatever religion and get people rallied up to support them. But other people who claim that they're part of the same religion are salt of the earth, nothing to do with whatever the tentacle is of, you know, that drumbeat. And I mean, I agree with Jindal. I think the mistake is, where are the Muslim leaders calling out the radicals and saying and telling the world this is not Islam, to say to people like Dan, you're a smart guy, Dan, but listen, this is how our mosque is. This is how our people are. See this little girl, 5 years old? She's not being raised like they are raising people in Iran to stone women, all that kind of stuff. This is America, and this is how we worship. I'll just limit it to that. So that therein, again, lies the problem with painting the broad stroke of the religion. Radical Islamists, absolutely. And they're using the religion and turning that into what they want to manipulate it into. But Jindal is right. Where are more of the voices saying, this is baloney? This is nonsensical. This just doesn't wash with our tribe, with the people that I know, with, you know, X, Y, Z. And is it because they're afraid? And maybe. You know, the Pope came out today, and he said that you shouldn't go after religion. So religion, you know, you should leave religion alone. He's basically talking about, don't talk about the radical Islamists, don't go there. So if you don't do that, then maybe we don't have these problems. He sort of, in a roundabout way, he was saying that. And there are plenty of other people who don't want to have anything to do with the Charlie Hebdo, you know, new release of the magazine with the Prophet Muhammad on it, all that kind of stuff, because they're afraid of blowback. They're afraid of what can happen to them. You know, they're saying some of the top rabbis, I read this today, some of the top rabbis in Europe are telling Jewish people, start carrying guns because we're worried, frankly, about being targets. So start carrying guns. And then you have Facebook that is censoring, you know, not necessarily support, like if somebody says, hey, je suis Charlie or whatever, but they're censoring some of what's happening as a result of what happened in France. You know, how do you speak freely without fear of violence? That's part of the debate that's raging in newsrooms, in coffee shops, and, you know, wherever. How far is too far? Because you might set somebody off and you might become a target. All right, much more to come here on this version of America Tonight. Hang with us, everybody.
Alan. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Tonight, have you ever thought about firing your boss, jumping into the great abyss? In other words, starting your own thing, becoming self-employed? Our pal Greg Stebbin knows all about that, and he joins us right now. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great. Yes, I have failed, and I have succeeded, and I'm here to tell the story.
So at what point did you know that you were going to do this, that you were going to take the risk and start your own kind of deal?
You know, Kate, I knew when I was in college that I was going to be a terrible employee. So I have a few gray hairs. I'm not the youngest guy around. I've been around a while, and I would say for most of my adult career, I have been self-employed. There have been a few periods where I had a job for a year or two.
So that's interesting, because most people assume that it's younger people, but is it older people that are starting some of the small businesses, or a mix?
Well, That's interesting you ask that, because if you go to the SBA website, the Small Business Administration website, one of the statistics they talk about is that even though we think of, you know, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world as, you know, the real entrepreneurs, yeah, there's a lot of young people that start companies, and there's never been a better time for you to do it if you're young. I mean, it's just, it's all there. You're digital natives, and it was created for you. But it's also true that at a certain point in your life, you're more mature and you have a lot of life and business experience, and maybe you've had enough of being an employee and you're ready to take what you've learned and go out on your own. So yes, statistically, older folks, when I say older, I mean 50s, 60s, actually start more businesses than younger people.
Yeah, and you said you knew you weren't going to be a good employee, so you knew when you were young. But why are other people starting their own small businesses? What are some of the main reasons?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons. And let me make a point first off. And that is that if you've ever had the bug to be an entrepreneur, if you've ever thought, I could do a better job than my boss, or you've just thought, I want to go out on my own, I want to control my own destiny, here's one of the most important points I can make. And that is you can start your own business without quitting the job you have. Don't quit the job you have. Unless you're going to be doing something that directly competes with your company and it would be an ethical issue, don't quit the job you have, because you're going to need money to start a company. A, you're going to need money to start a company, and B, you're going to need money to eat and pay the rent or the mortgage. Your paycheck, as long as you keep doing a good job at work, is a great way to support yourself and support your new business and work on your new business in the evening and on the weekends.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So you started I had a friend that did that in television news. He went into PR and he has a massive company now, but he kept getting the check and was doing it on the side until he felt that he had enough economic freedom that he could make that leap.
Yeah, and there's also a lot of lessons you'll learn. And you know, it's interesting. One of the things that often gets overlooked when people think about starting their own business or going out on their own, see, you may have the best idea in the world. It may literally be the next Facebook or the next Google or the next Pinterest. But you know what? If you don't know how to manage your money, you're going to make it really hard to succeed, because you're going to have no idea how long you can go, how much you need to make, how much it costs for you to produce the thing, what your expenses are, and when you can afford to pay yourself. So there's really two things you need to successfully start a business. One is a great idea, and the other is understanding your finances so you can manage to get to the finish line.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And also, probably when you say school yourself in some of the tools that are available out there that you can use in putting a business together.
This is why what you just said is exactly why I would be willing to say there's probably never been a better time in history for someone to start their own business, whether it's full-time or you're moonlighting and keeping your job. It doesn't matter, because there's things on the Internet that have completely changed the way you start a business. And so here's the first thing. A lot of people have been here before you, and they've written about it online. So if you're thinking about starting a business, you're crazy if you don't just carve out a Saturday and just read and read and read and read what other people have to say. Learn from their successes. Learn from their failures. All of their stories are good stories, and you do not want to make the mistakes that others have made. Learn from their mistakes, and you want to learn from the successes of others. Then the next thing is, it used to be that when you owned a business, not only did you have to be an expert at the thing you do, like you, Kate, could have a business as a voiceover artist, right?
Right.
You could voice over commercials or something, and you're an expert at that. But do you want to be an expert at bookkeeping? No. Well, mm-hmm. The Internet has made it so easy to delegate those kinds of traditional business tasks. So, for instance, I do some work with a company called Xero. It's Xero.com. But pronounce Xero, and this is a small business accounting software. This is exactly the kind of thing that you want to bring into your preparation as you're starting to build a business, or if you even have a small business, you want to check out tools like Xero, because it's going to take the burden of managing your money off your back, and these kind of tools didn't exist even just a few years ago.
Well, yeah, because the bookkeeping part of it and then trying to keep up with everything else, it would be such a tall, tall task. And, you know, we're talking a lot here about finances. So you keep your other job, you're reading, you're doing some smart things until you make the leap. But then the other thing is, you know, it takes money to make money, that old adage. So where do you get the money?
Well, so first of all, maybe it takes money to make money. Maybe it doesn't. You know, for some people, the greatest thing you could do is start a no-cash small business, just dip your toes in the entrepreneurial waters. And, you know, even if you don't succeed, you'll learn things that you'll take back to your company and make you more successful there. But one of the other things you'll learn is, I love this. So if you have to start small because you don't have access to money, well, you know, there's lots of things you can do that cost nothing or almost nothing. I'll list two. One is, there are websites like Elance where you can take the same expertise you offer to your company or your expertise in something you love that you don't get paid to do, and you can offer it to other companies and other startups around the world on an hourly or a project basis through websites like Elance. Elance is a website where freelancers offer their services. Another thing you can do, and people laugh, but it's a completely legitimate way to start a business. Go to garage sales, buy stuff cheap. So I know I said no cash, but, you know, maybe you spend a couple of $100, buy stuff cheap that you can fix and sell on eBay, or that you can just turn around and sell for more on eBay. Just get in the flow of owning your own business just to do it. Don't worry about it's not very big, it's very modest. Just do it to get started and learn the lessons you can learn. Learn about buying and selling. Learn about managing your money. Learn if you like being an entrepreneur. That's one of the greatest lessons you can learn in your life.
Yeah, I like the garage sale idea. It's funny, I had a cousin that did that, and he made a great living on that because he was in college and he was good at spotting things, and he did exactly what you said, and now he has a successful company, so he dipped his toe in that way.
And he took those lessons and applied
yep.
them to it. Would his company be as successful if he hadn't started by selling things on eBay? We'll never know, but I bet if we asked him, he would tell you it was a great way to start. And, you know, there's ways to make money like that all over the place. I had a neighbor who would go to garage sales and buy dishes. She'd buy a set of dishes for $20, and she knew that she could sell each dish for $20.
Wow.
Shame on the person who sold it. There are opportunities to make money all over the place. You just have to understand how money works.
Absolutely. Well said. And the other thing is, too, in this day and age, you can barter, and then you should, I think, delegate some of what you can delegate, and that can be wrapped into a barter situation with somebody.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, first of all, the word delegate is a magic word. So you should delegate everything that you can in a small business.
Yep.
You look at the things you have to control and you have to do it yourself, and everything else you delegate out. That's why I mentioned this company, Xero. But there's lots of other web-based services and services in your community that can help. The other thing is knowing when and where to get help. So, for instance, there's an organization called SCORE. It's the Service Corps of Retired Executives. They're at score.org. These are retired people that have been successful in your community who would love to help you. You can find them at score.org. And again, if you go online, if you have a specific problem, Google it. Find someone else who has dealt with that problem, and you'll find all kinds of resources there that will help you.
Wow, great information. I love that. Elance, score.org, going to those garage sales and just finding out what you're capable of doing and those peaks and valleys and then being able to jump off on your own. Great stuff. Greg Stebbin, thanks so much.
It's great to be here.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.